want to tell the Shmuz, Shavuos, care, extend, and enjoy. Three things that we're learning out from three Gemaras: care, extend, and enjoy. That's Shavuos in three words. I want to begin with a Gemara in Maseches Menachos, an amazing Gemara that I actually heard once from a beautiful Jew of Zev Smith, Shlita, who was a Rav in a yeshiva in Brooklyn, a very, very close talmid of Rapam. And I once heard on a tape, remember there were tapes in the world? I once heard on a tape from him the following Gemara, which is a blow-away Gemara. The Gemara is found in Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, there was a great Tana teacher whose name was Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. And he had a student. The student's name was Yosef HaBavli. And Yosef HaBavli was sitting in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. And says, listen to this Gemara, Vayechaviv lo bi Yosef ad la'achas. Every teaching that came out of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua's mouth was precious to Rabbi, to Yosef HaBavli. Omalo Rebbe. So he asked him a following question. Hashochid es hazevach. If you slaughter a korban, lo'aniach midamo lemachar, in order to leave the blood over to tomorrow, mahu, what's the din? Hashailanech was kodshim. I shech the korban, I have intention to use the blood just the next day. Good or no good? Omar lo, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua responds, kosher. Seder. Arvis. He asked him again at night time. Omar lo, kosher. He wasn't done. Shachris, he asked him again. Omar lo, kosher. Tzaraim, Omar lo, kosher. Mincha, he asked him again the following afternoon. Omar lo, kosher. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua responds to the Yosef HaBavli, it's kosher. Ella, Shrabi Eliezer, posel. But Rabbi Elazar is posel. Sakti Gemara, tzavu panav shal Yosef HaBavli. His eyes lit up, his face lit up. Rashi says, mitoch simcha. He started to rejoice. Omar lo. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says to him, Yosef, kamedume ani shalom kivan nishmua senarata. Until now, you weren't so excited what we were saying. Did I say the wrong pshat until now? Omar lo. Rabbi, hey, no. He said the right pshat. Ela Rabbi Yehuda posel shonali. But I always learned that the psak in this Gemara was Rabbi Yehuda says posel. V'chazarti al kol talmidav. I went to all Rabbi Yehuda's talmidim. U'bikashti l'chaver. I asked anybody, did Rabbi Yehuda say like this? Did Rabbi Yehuda say posel? V'lo matzasi. And I never found an answer like this. Achshav sheshani yisali posel. Now that you told me posel, but what Rabbi Elazar says is posel. Hichzarta li avedasi. You return to me my lost object. Zakti Gemara, I'm not making this up. Zogu Einav Dimol Shav Elazar ben Shamua. He began to cry. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua started to cry. Omar, he said, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim. Praised are you, Talmidei Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Aleichem B'Yoser. That the words of Torah are so precious to you, so precious. Kara Allah Mikra Azeh. And he said about his student, Ma'ahavdi Torah Secha Kol Hayom Yisichasi. So says Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua about Yosef HaBavli. Abosa, what does this Gemara tell us? A beautiful Gemara. What does it show us? What is this describing? It's describing one word to me. And that is, in Hebrew, chibuv, or in English, care. It's important. It's precious. Torah is my life. It's my mainstay. Whoa! I was missing one word. I wasn't sure. Someone said pasta. I didn't know what it was. Again I asked. I couldn't find it. I care about Torah. That's the first Gemara. The second Gemara, Bosai, is a Gemara that's familiar to all of us. It's found in the second Rosh Hashanah. And Daf Dalet. Everybody in this shir probably was still holding in Bekiyas on Daf Dalet when the yeshiva got Daf Dalet in the second Rosh Hashanah, I hope. On Daf Dalet is a famous Gemara there. The Gemara is trying to show how there was a king and he went sour. What was the king's name? Dayavish. Good. Dayavish went sour. The Gemara says, Hichmitz. And the Gemara says there are four possible reasons what happened to Dayavish that made him go sour. One of them, the Gemara says, has to do with a shegal. It's not a shegel. Everyone in the yeshiva calls it a shegel. I looked to psukim up today and say that it's not a shegel. It's a shegal. Now, what's a shegal?
Female dog.
Oh, so the Gemara seems to say it's a female dog. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Benos melachim biyaku seich nitzva shegali mincha bekesem ofir." It doesn't sound like it's a dog. It sounds like it's a queen. That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara. Listen to the Gemara. If it's a shegal, it's a female dog. Maikam Avasil and Navi Yisrael. What's the Navi telling Yisrael? That what? They're going to have a dog sitting there with jewelry on? Napshat. Elamai says the Gemara. Listen to this. Hachi Kamar. B'schar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael. Kishegal. In the merit of the fact that the Torah is precious to the Jews. Kishegal. Like a dog is precious to a non-Jew. Zachisa Makesim Ofir. You were zochet to have the special crown jewels. Why? Because Torah was as precious to you as what? As a dog is to a non-Jew. Frekta Ben Yoyada, and I want to thank you guys for getting this kovetz. In the back of the kovetz, there's a parish called Ben Yoyada, and he asks the obvious question in this Gemara. Hello? A dog is the most precious thing to a non-Jew. What? A non-Jew's wife is not more precious to him than a dog? I hope it is. I want to find something precious. A dog! A dog! A hind in Yiddish. A hind. That's what's precious to a non-Jew. The Gemara should say, your wife is precious to you. Your children are precious. Your dog. Zok de Ben Yoyada. The following mule of Shah. Listen to this. Says the Ben Yoyada. Listen carefully. What's the Gemara driving at? The second Nakuda for today. Says the Ben Yoyada. The mashal to a dog is as follows. People like dogs, but you know what? They like dogs. The dogs are precious to them, even though a lot of times it's degrading and demeaning. You have to walk around with a bag and pick up after the dog. You're nizbazeh sometimes by the dog. But it doesn't matter. I love my dog. So I'll take my dog walking. It means I'm going to go and belittle myself and make myself not so chashuv. It doesn't make a difference because I what? I like my dog. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's the mashal to Bnei Yisrael and Torah. Because we love Torah, we care about Torah, what do we do for Torah? Mechaber Torah? It doesn't make a difference if it belittles us sometimes, if we extend ourselves sometimes, we'll do it. And he brings two examples. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. What happens? The auto stays in the plishtim. What does he do in front of the auto and comes back? David Mecharker B'cholos. He starts dancing like a quote-unquote a meshugana in front of the Aron, and Michal, his wife, turns and says, "David, you're acting like a lunatic." And what does he say? "I'm a sugar for Torah." You're right. Sometimes a person has to go a little bit overboard because you know why? Because he cares. Because he loves Torah. Torah helps make sense of himself. That is another mashal. He says Rashi had a Rebbe. Rashi's Rebbe's name was Rabbi Yaakov, and it's brought down in one of the Svarim Hakdoshim. Rabbi Yaakov had a beard, and his beard was very long. And in order to sweep the floors of the base medrash, guess what he used? You got it, his beard. Ah, bizyonis. No, it's a base medrash. It's Torah. It doesn't make a difference on both sides. I'm not embarrassed, you know why? If I care about it, I'll extend myself. If it means to dance, if it means to clean the floor with my beard, if it means to push myself a little bit more in Seder, whatever it is, when I care on both sides about something so much, I'll extend myself. And now to the final point. Enjoy. Shavuos is about enjoyment. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, Machlokes, famous Gemara, Machlokes of Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, how are you supposed to spend Yontif? Should he eat all day? Or should he learn all day? Machlokes Tanoim about this. Machlokes. And the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, Nasanaches, on Shavuos, everybody agrees that you have to have Lachem. Even the opinion that says usually you're supposed to learn all day, on Shavuos, everyone agrees you're supposed to have good food, cheesecake.
Amen.
Max cheesecake, I'll give a little shout out for Max, with the blueberries, with the cherries, with the plain, whatever, blintzes, good delicious food. Why? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Yom Shenitna Bo Torah Yisrael. In fact, Rashi and all the Rishonim asked the obvious question. This is absolutely counterintuitive. If I were to ask you, which day should I spend most of my time learning and davening? What would you say? Shavuos! And yet what do we say over here? No, I got the Torah, and therefore I eat, and I enjoy, and I have a geschmack. What's it all about? Says Rashi, beautiful words. A famous Rashi. Says Rashi, you know what this is about? It's about laharos, to show, shenoach umekubal yom zel Yisrael, shenitna bo Torah. It's to show that I appreciate the Torah, that I enjoy the Torah. It's not about cheesecake for the sake of cheesecake, to make your stomach a little bit rounder. That's not the pshat. The pshat in the cheesecake and the enjoyment of Yontif is because I'm in love. And I'm enjoying this relationship. I'm enjoying this so much. And how do I show my enjoyment? I have a party. And the party on Shavuos is a reflection of both sides of the enjoyment that we have when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to having the Torah. I saw a maisa last night, Rabbi Osei. The maisa happened in Yerushalayim around, I'm guessing, around 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And the maisa happened to Rav Shach. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Shach used to live in Yerushalayim. Rav Shach looked up very much to the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was around the same time as Rav Shach. He passed away much before Rav Shach. But Rav Shach considered Brisker Rav his Rebbe. And he went ahead sometimes when he had shilas and learning. And he would ask the Brisker Rav the shilas. And one day in Yerushalayim it was snowing. If you can imagine that. And there was a big storm. We weren't Zochah to have it this year. But there have been years I've witnessed in Yerushalayim where Mamash, it snows, it comes down. Geschmack. And it was snowing really hard. It was a big storm. Everything was closed. You know, in Yerushalayim, when it snows, the entire city shuts down. It's a Yom Tov for everybody. There was a guy, a chasher v'yid. I figured, you know what? Today's my chance to get to the Brisker Rav. I'll go to the Brisker Rav. I'll ask him my questions and learning. No one's going to bother the Brisker Rav today. No one's moving. No one's getting out. There's no plows. So he makes his way out, puts on his boots, goes out to the Brisker Rav. And the distance, coming out of the Brisker Rav's house, sees a man standing there in the snow and dancing. Pasha dancing in the snow. He doesn't know who it is. He gets a little closer and he sees that it's a Shach. The Gadol HaDor dancing in the snow. And he turns to Shach and says, "B'mechila, I'm sorry to ask you, Rosh Hashiva, why are you dancing?" "Tell you the truth," he said. "Whenever I come out of a conversation and learning with the Brisker Rav, I always want to dance. I'm always so excited. But usually I think that if I'll dance in the street after I finish leaving his house, people will look at me like I'm a mishugana. But I figured today, it's snowing outside, no one will see me dancing outside in the street. Now's a great opportunity and an opportune time to go ahead and dance." Now, both sides, this is Shavuos. Shavuos is enjoy. Shavuos is to appreciate the beauty of Torah, the geshmak of a pshat, a rajba, a pshat in the Tosfos, a pshat in the Rashi, a pshat in the Pasuk in the Chumash, a pshat in Ibn Ezra, a pshat in Ramban, a pshat in the Navi, a pshat in any part of Torah that appeals to you and talks to you. This is the day to celebrate, and we celebrate with cheesecake, and the cheesecake is just on the outside, a frame, so to speak, because the inside is, the hearts are jumping. We're jumping for joy with the excitement that we have for Shavuos. I close with this, Abosai. Shavuos Yom HaDin. We know that also in Rosh Hashanah. There's Yom HaDin of Shavuos. Peros HaIlon, we're judged. Mefarshim learned that to mean not only Peros HaIlon, but it means how a person is judged also about his Torah. And how much Torah he's going to accomplish in the coming year. And I'll tell you a secret, Abosai. If we want to be Zocha, to have a year that's prosperous in Torah, so like have these things in mind. Let's ask ourselves the day before Shavuos the following three questions. How much do I care? And if I don't care, how do I get myself to care more? That's question number one. Okay, I care, but am I pushing myself? Am I extending myself? Am I like Rashi's Rebbe with his beard? Am I like David HaMelech? No matter what, I'm pushing myself. I'm tired, but I'm pushing myself no matter what. And another question, which is a very, very clear indicator of where we're standing. Do I enjoy it? And if not, how do I get myself to enjoy it? And Bez Hashem, if we try to work on these things and think about the beauty, the chibuv, and about the extension that a person can give to Torah, and most importantly, about the enjoyment that a person has from Torah, so b'zocha, please God, to have a psak din on Shavuos of a year that's prosperous, that's overflowing with Torah. Shavuos to all, accomplish a lot in Torah this coming year. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, Rabbi Osei.